And welcome to the podcast of Snooze You Lose. I'm your host, Carl. We're here for some really fucked up shit again, as you all know. I think on today's episode, let's see what we're going to get into here. Whoa. Animal blood in the basement mysteriously appears. A three-inch tweezer in urethra. What the fuck? A sex doll brothel. Woman in van with 320 pet rats. Holy shit. And there's a company that will pay for your face. It's true. Stay tuned for some pretty, as you know it, fucked up shit. I think I just like saying that, don't I? All right, so welcome back. Welcome back, returning listeners. Welcome to the new listeners. Stick the fuck around, because I got some stories for you. You're interested, you want to hear them, so you came to the right motherfucking place. All right, so the first story I'm going to get to is, let's see what we got in the old fucking newsroom here today. As always, tune in each and every time I release a podcast, and you can check out all your favorite fucked up stuff, crazy shit, or whatever I said in the beginning. All right, so this is brought to you by HuffPost.com, and the article says, Iowa family's basement is soaked with 5 inches of animal blood. 5 inches? Holy fuck. 5 inches of animal blood? Now, how the fuck did the animal blood get down there? Dude, are you killing things in your basement? Oh, the animal blood just got there. We'll find out one moment. Let's see what it says. Blood may be thicker than water. No shit. But it still flood your basement. Yeah, that's true too. I guess that's true in this case. Nick Letestine, find this out the hard way. 2 weeks ago, when he discovered 5 inches, and that's 13 centimeters of people that are listening to this don't know what inches are. 5 inches. Yeah, I fucked it up already. Who the fuck? Do I know what I'm doing? Anyways, do I know what's going on here? Anyways, 5 inches of blood, fat, and other animal tissue flooding in his basement's basement in Bagley, in Iowa, in the USA, which is about 45 miles northwest of Des Moines. Do we have to get into fucking specifics of where he lives? Anyways, anywho, he told the Des Moines Register he hasn't been able to clean it up because he's still sleeping in. Oh, sorry, he's still sleeping in. Apparently, I can't read either, but it's still seeping in, folks. The waste is coming from a neighboring meat locker where blood and tissue from slaughtered animals wash down a drain. Officials say a clog or break in the pipe sent the waste into Lestina's basement through a floor drain. Oh, that sucks. So I guess it's kind of like a sewer backup, except it's a fucking bloodbath backup. That's pretty fucking creepy. Alright, so I guess he figured out where it's coming from. But can you imagine, going down to your basement one day? And there's, blood coming up through the floors? Fucking that, man. What if you're on drugs? What if he's on drugs, tripping out? What if he was drunk? What if, fuck, I don't know, some psychedelic? Well, that would be really fucking trippy. But no, yo, that's real blood. So I don't know. That's pretty crazy shit, from a horror movie. Like I said, you go down your basement, maybe smell it. Maybe he went down there. I wonder at what point did he go down there and start seeing it? Did he just start seeing it come through the drain and it never stopped? Did he go down one day and the whole fucking floor was covered? But yeah, so it came from another, they say a meat locker. So I guess to me that's like a slaughterhouse. In case those who don't know what a meat locker is, it's basically where the animals go. They get fucked up. Drain the blood from them, package them, bring them to stores, and we eat them. Unless you're a fucking vegan or a vegetarian or something. So anyways, all the excess blood, all the extra body parts, this, that, and the other thing went into the poor guy's basement. Holy fuck. That's fucking gross, and that's got to be a lot of mess. Those motherfuckers be cleaning that shit up. Or those motherfuckers... They should be buying him a new house to get that, man. I don't know if you're going to be able to ever clean that up properly. That's fucking disgusting. And it goes down in the drain? Well, I guess there was a draining system. Oh, the drainage system, I guess, backed up. Yeah, there was a clog in it, backed up, ended up going to his. I don't know where all his blood goes, though. Weird. I think it'd go into the regular fucking sewer system, would it? All right, so this post comes from HuffingtonPost.ca. We're going to get to our next story here. I'll stay on track. Let's see. So we have a man. He had a 3-inch tweezer stuck in urethra. Think I'm saying that right? For four long fucking years. Urethra, isn't that where you piss through, dude? Did you have that up your fucking penis? Oh my fucking God. Is that a picture of it? I can't even make sense of what I'm looking at here. But either way, it don't look good. So a 22-year-old man in Saudi Arabia really found himself in a pinch. He had a pair of 3-inch tweezers stuck in his urethra. Oh my fucking God. And I don't like these kind of stories. Kind of gross. I can usually handle anything. But obviously being a male and having this sort of organ, I don't like these type of stories. Yeah, they really hit home with me. Ow, even more cringe inducing. The man lived with the tweezers in his penis for 4 years. Like 4 years, dude? How the fuck are you gonna live with that in your penis for 4 fucking years? And why the hell is there fucking tweezers up your penis? I guess he got embarrassed. Didn't want to fucking tell anybody. He obviously had some sort of weird fucking thing going on, sticking things into his penis. No, dude. Doesn't work that way. The patient became part of medical history when he decided to visit a clinic in Saudi Arabia to deal with that nagging tweezer issue on his private parts. It's about fucking time, dude. Jesus Christ. X-rays. One of which can be seen below. Yeah, I already saw that. Wow. Showed that the long foreign body was actually a metal forceps slightly more than 3 inches long stuck in the interior urethra. Jesus Christ. The man denied having any urological symptoms, fevers, or chills, and was able to pass urine normally. During the physical examinations, doctors noticed both his bladder and the opening to his urethra were normal sized, and there was also a palpable long foreign body from the mid shaft of the penis to beyond the panoscrotal junction. The panoscrotal junction, here we come, we are, meet us at the panoscrotal junction. I think I got a new word, folks, and that word is penoscrotal junction, down at the penoscrotal junction. All right. So once the tweezers were discovered, the patient was taken to the operating room and placed under general anesthesia so that they could be removed. I think I nailed that word. All right. Doctors had their hands full. In order to keep the tweezers closed so they wouldn't rip open the urethra, if I said that right, the surgeons had to squeeze them shut through the man's penis. Motherfucking God. Christ, sorry, I shouldn't take the Lord's name in vain. Nobody told me that was wrong yet. But by the grace of tweezers that got removed, the man reportedly refused. And he also avoided seeing the outpatient department. He said, fuck that shit. That ain't coming through there now. pretty much he wanted to abandon that fucking issue. Well, then, dude, you shouldn't have put tweezers up your penis in the first place. What the fuck is wrong with you? The man reportedly refused and has also avoided seeing the outpatient department. And I just read that twice. What the fuck is wrong with me? Although the report does not specifically specify how or why the tweezers got stuck in the man. It does mention that in rare cases, men have been known to insert objects into urethra for sexual gratification. No fucking shit, Sherlock. In the vast majority of cases, the patients feel guilty and humiliated and therefore often delayed asking for medical help, as I suggested, right? So, yes, that's it. Don't fucking stick tweezers up your penis, people. What the fuck is wrong with you? All right, so, let's get to the next story here. All right, so this one comes to us from twofab.com. Kind of a web, anyways. Just waiting for this shit to come up and any day now. So a San Diego woman found living in van with 320 pet rats. She said she started with just two, but they multiplied. That's usually what fucking rats do, man. It starts with two, then they multiply. Just like with people, right? Adam and fucking Eve. How that turned out. Some 300 rats are up for adoption after being rescued from a homeless woman's van. After receiving several complaints from residents in the upscale neighborhood of Villa de la Ville of the San Diego Humane Society spent days removing hundreds of the rodents from the vehicle. Holy fuck. That's a lot of fucking rats in one van. Yeah, it's the vat van. Holy fucking rat van. Jesus Christ. The van's owner, Clara, said she started with just two pets, but they quickly multiplied. The infested vehicle was parked beside the Circle K convenience store where she worked. We realized right away the situation was significant. Captain Cook of Humane Society's Law Enforcement Department told the San Diego Union-Tribune. They could tell immediately that there was a huge amount of rats. They were living out of the van, coming and going. Officers found the rodents in every crevice of the van, burrowed into the upholstery and gnawing through the engine wiring. Many of them were pregnant. But Cook pointed out the rats weren't wild and they were all being cared for. And when I look inside the van here, you can kind of see... You can see cages and shit, but yeah, I mean, 300 of them, holy fuck, they weren't all in the cages. They were going all over the fucking goddamn place in there. Coming and going. At least they were going back there and really going to other people's houses and shit and bringing stuff back. Who knows? She was feeding all of them, had water for all of them. This didn't meet the standards of hoarding, he said. This was not a cruelty case. This was a relinquishment, an owner asking for help. A GoFundMe was set up to help Clara, who was in danger of losing her job if the van was not towed away. It couldn't be moved until every rat was removed, nor would a junkyard accept it while it was infested. The fund quickly raised $5,000, while some even donated an old van. She's an amazing person who has a string of bad luck, said fund organizer. She is not looking for a handout at all. However, hitting the $5,000 target... Black advised would-be donors Clara did not need any more money after providing her with contacts for several mental health, housing, counseling, and even hoarding. Cleanup contacts, she said. Clara insisted there was no problem, and she just wanted the cash to pay off $6,000 in bills she had amassed. I was also called, emailed, and communicated with the following again. I can't do anything for her. She has to step up. Anyways, she refused all the help. They could have got her more help. She said, fuck you. I don't want the help. Give me the money. You took my rats. And yeah, that's it. She can go back to working in the Circle K. And I guess, yeah, I don't know where she's going to live next. She does. I'm sure maybe she's the rat lady. She's the motherfucking rat lady. Leave the poor lady alone. You broke up her and her rats. The rats had a great life. Who knows where the fuck they went now? Sure, they were all trained. They seemed good. They're coming and going. So, I don't know. They talk to each other. Like, yeah, this lady's got a fucking van, yo. You can chill here. It's nice and warm. Sometimes she brings us food. She brings us water. It's pretty fucking cool. All right. So, this article, time for the next story. So, this article is from www.indy100.com. And apparently... This was in the news last year, I believe it was. But apparently, France opened up the first sex doll brothel ever. I wonder how business is going. Jesus Christ. So sex doll brothels have been popping up all over the world. First in Barcelona, then the UK, and now in Paris. Yes, folks, if those of you who don't know what a sex doll is, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a doll that you have sex with. That's probably the size of a human. Has a really weird fucking face with an opening hole in the mouth, which is really fucking weird. They make some of the sex dolls nowadays, though. They look like real people, but if not, still, what the fuck? It's not real. It's a robot. It's crazy. And now there's places you can go pay for it. What the fuck? People are into robot sex now. Like right next door, you can probably get a real girl. I don't know what the fuck. Anyways... According to the X-Dolls website, details of the new brothel's location are sparse, and the only way you can go is by booking online first. You receive the location only after the reservation has been confirmed. Hell, yeah, you want to keep the fucking sex dolls private. You don't want people to know where they work, heaven forbid. Procuring the services of the sex dolls is easier from that point on. Upon arriving, the receptionist guides you to your relaxation area where the sex doll, matching your requests, will be waiting. 1 hour with one of these dolls will set you back £78. And the cost of 2 hours is about £131. You can pay an additional 16
50 to enhance your experience with virtual reality.
So, 1 hour with one of these little... say cheaper than a real woman, I guess. That's probably the whole point.
There are currently 3 silicone-based sex dolls on display. One named Lily, Sophia, and Kim. Oh, they really get around, though, I bet. Holy fuck. Pretty gross. It's weird, man. It's a little weird. What the fuck? The website talks about their ease of use and translated text reads, whether you are alone or in a relationship, it's easy to access our service. You choose your favorite doll. You choose the time of your service, and you can then benefit from your sex doll on Paris directly on the place put at your disposal. Wow. Well, Paris is the city of love after all, folks. And if you want, you can go to Paris and get your own fucking sex brothel doll. I wonder if they all hang out and talk. This would be pretty creepy, though. I guess there'd be a room just going in there, the doll's in there, and like, okay, have at her. All right. That's pretty fucked as well in my world. But that's what I'm here to bring you. All the fucking fun, fucked up stories. Would you do it? Would you have sex with a fucking sex doll brothel? Why don't you, get in touch with me and let me know. Maybe I can feature you on a show. Maybe you had an experience with the fucking sex brothel doll one time before. Maybe I don't want to know. Maybe it's none of my business. But if you let me know, we'll let everyone else know and we'll give you a shout out. Lucky you. All right, so LittleScience.com. So, an anonymous company will pay $128,000 for the rights to your face. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can now sell the rights to your face. Yes. Well, we're in the day and age of technology. We're also in the day and age of you need fucking money. And $128,000 sounds like a fucking good thing to me. But they're taking your face. They're taking your rights away with your face. Let's see. Do you have a kind and friendly face? I'd like the sound of $128,000 in your bank account. Why not sell the rights to use your face to an undisclosed company? An anonymous private company is offering to pay one person. Okay, well, approximately $128,800 for the rights to use their face on a range of robots. Oh, wow. But what the fuck are they going to do with these robots, man? They're going to put your face on an evil robot? They're going to put your face on a fucking sex brothel robot? What the fuck are they going to do with your face? Let's find out. Let's get to the story here. The company wants to use the image to give a face to a humanoid robot who will serve as a virtual friend for elderly people. Aw, the friendly robot elderly people face. Well, not elderly, you know what I mean. Your face for the elderly people. I'm the face for the elderly people. Maybe that could be the next one. Well, I'm the face for the fucking elderly people. You don't fuck with me, I'm cranky. Anyways, due to this vocation, they're especially keen to find somebody with a kind and friendly face. The project has been in development for 5 years and is set for manufacturing next year, with the aim of eventually producing potentially thousands of versions of the robots worldwide. Wow, with the same face, your face. Other than this, the announcement is remarkably thin on details. For starters, the name of the designer company is not known. It's also unclear exactly what you'll be agreeing to. Although, Geomech, see, that's what I'm fucking talking about. Are they going to be doing it with the old people, man? Is the old people sex robot too? Fuck. A London-based engineering company that's helping to develop the project says they will reveal more details to candidates who make it on to the next phase of the project. And details of the project are scarce due to a non-disclosure agreement we've signed with the designer and his investors. Okay, fuck, you're really left out in the dark there then, aren't you? Maybe you want more than $128,000. The company says the need for anonymity to be anonymous is due to the secretive nature of the project. Though the secretive nature of the project, I thought it was supposed to be a friendly face, but then at the same time, I guess they don't want some other fucking company out there to just rip off their idea and run away with it. Makes sense, I guess. However, it believes the robot will soon be readily available to the public and hopes the campaign will create extra buzz ahead of its eventual release. Needless to say, people are a bit skeptical about the offer. Regardless of the finer legalities of the arrangement, many people have been confused as to why the project hasn't used generative adversarial network technology to create fake human faces. Yeah, I won't use the fucking fake human face. Now you want to steal somebody's real human face? That is still creepy. Although still in its infancy, I can't fucking read anymore, apparently. This technology has been used to create fake photorealistic faces that actual humans are unable to distinguish from a genuine person. Oh, really gonna fuck with the elderly's head, aren't they? Elderly's head. What the fuck? Penis scrotal junction. Sorry, I just thought about that one. Have these people ever heard of GANs? These are data sets with 100,000. Anyways, there's other faces out there. They want to pay you for your real fucking face. There's so many other ways to get faces, fake faces. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just a fucking publicity stunt. Maybe you're really fucked if you give away your face. I don't know. How many times can someone say fucked in one show? Who knows? Who the fuck knows? But the only thing I do know is that was a great show. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm your host, Carl. That was Snooze You Lose. Why don't you reach out to me? I'd love to know who you are, guys. Come on. You're listening. Please. Send me a fucking message. I want to know who you are. France, I know you listen all the time. Don't fuck around. Because you can find me on Facebook, Snooze You Lose. And on Twitter, Snooze You Lose 1. And on Instagram, Snooze You Lose Podcast. Like I said, DM me. Submit a fucking story for the show. Tell me one of your crazy things that ever happened to you. And I'll give you a fucking shout out. You'll be in podcast land forever. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, babies. Bye-bye.